although he's the first time preaching here, but we have other opportunities that we shared in other conference and also other joint events. We are so glad that he not only serving as a doctor in the field, but also a pastor in his church. And maybe we will have Pastor Yuan to give a little bit of introduction to himself and also Mrs. Yuan when he comes up. Give the phone time to Pastor Yuan.
Peace
to you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴能够来到这里，与大家一同分享神的话语。
I'm very glad that I can come here again to share the word of God with you.
这个地方对我来讲很熟悉。
This is a place I'm quite familiar with.
大概六年前，我们教会的传系借用隔壁的副堂作为我们退休会的场地。
About 6 years ago, our church borrowed your facility as a place for our retreat.
那时候我还不认得林中长老。
At the time, I don't know Elder Lin.
所以我们有至少两次我们联合的聚会，是福音营跟青年的营。
So we had at least two events together, which is the in the one of the four conference for students.
我是香港土产。
I'm Hong Kong made. I'm made in Hong Kong.
所以你在几次听我的普通话会露出马脚，这广东话就出来了。
So if you listen a couple carefully, you will hear my accent.
我是在香港读书，然后去台湾念大学。
I was born in and raised up in Hong Kong, but I had my college education in Taiwan.
神的恩典让我进入牙科的领域。
Thank God that He led me to this field of dentistry.
在我的毕业的纪念册上面，我写了一句话，就是上帝量给我的地界。作乐在佳美之处。
So in my graduation, this book, graduation book, I wrote down, in the place, God has apportioned to me, that is in a beautiful place.
所以当我在台湾念完书，也做了两年住院医师之后，我就回到香港。
So after I graduated from the college and spent 2 years as a intern. In Taiwan, I went back to Hong Kong.
我一个人去台湾。
So I went to Hong Kong. I went to Taiwan alone.
但上帝让我回来之后，把另外一半带回香港。
But then God blessed me with my other half, and I brought back the other half from Taiwan.
我的太太依兰，我们是在教会同一个团系认识，上帝让我们配合在一起。
Ilan, who's we were in the same church back then, God led us to be together.
上帝把最好的给我，也让我的生命因为他能够成长。
God has given me the best, and because of her, my life can also grow.
我在香港工作了11年。
I spent 11 years working in Hong Kong.
但上帝给我一个很大的感动。
But then God moved me.
可以说在我的事业最高峰的时候，上帝让我一个感动，说要去美国。
So while I was at my peak of my career, God gave me this, inspired me to come to United States.
有两个很明显的目标。
There were two very important goals.
一个是在我的专业的领域上面晋升。
One is to advance in my own field.
一个是在我的属灵生命上面去晋升。
So, and the other one is to advance my spiritual life.
那个时候我没想到后面那句话是什么意思。
I didn't quite understand what the second goal is at the time.
当时我是做普通科的牙医，我很想进修去一个专业去。
So I was in the general practice in as a dentist, but then I want to do something more advanced.
所以我就选择了 矫正这个专业。
So I chose
orthodontist.
Orthodontist as my advanced field.
上帝给我恩典，让我能够进到 UCLA， 然后在那边读了四年，才能够把两个学位拿下来。
So God led me to UCLA and spent 4 years to acquire two degrees.
读了非常的苦。
It is very tough time.
真是非常的苦。
It is truly hard.
你知道我读完之后，我说我不要再读书了。
So after that, I swear to myself that I don't want to study anymore.
但有一天，在教会的执事会里面，一位姐妹说：“袁嘉瑞，你应该去读神学。”
But in one of the deacons' meeting, one sister said, "Brother Yuan, you should go study, go to seminary."
我说我不读了，我读够了。
I said, "No, I have enough study."
然后他说，袁嘉瑞不读没关系，我们祷告。
He said, "If you don't want to decide it now, it's okay. We'll pray for you."
那我回家说，想说人家为我祷告，我自己也应该祷告啊。
So I figure if someone else pray for me, maybe I should pray myself too.
所以我跟上帝用英文说。
So I pray to God in English.
If you want me to go, keep me thinking about it.
如果你要我去读神学，让我就继续的想着这件事情。
我在上帝面前不要造次，不要随便讲话。
So you should not say things arbitrary in front of God.
讲完一句话之后，一个月强迫思想。
So after that prayer, I spent a month keep on thinking about it.
任何时间就是想要不要去读神学，要不要去读神学。后来我说，上帝，我投降。
So I kept on thinking whether I should go to the seminary or not. Uncontrollably, and I finally say to God, "Say I give up."
我跟上帝讲得很清楚，说我只是去读神学，我不是奉献做传道人的。
So I say that clearly to God, saying that I'm only going to study going to seminary to study, not to become a full-time pastor.
所以我就去读神学，读了九年半。
So I went on and studied theology for 9.5 years.
毕业之后，我们教会的许牧师问我说，要不要出来做传道？
So after I graduated, the pastor of our church, Pastor Xu, asked me, "Do you want to become a minister here?"
我说 no.
I said no.
我没准备好，我太太也没准备好。
I'm not ready, and neither is my wife.
过了一年以后。
So after a year.
许牧师再问我。
So Pastor Xu asked me again.
在这一年当中，上帝很奇妙的，
so,
让我觉得我一点 energy 都没有。
So within that year, it's very interesting. God let me feel I'm powerless.
在他呼召我去读神学的时候，就很大声，一直强迫我思想，让我顺服。
So, The time that he called me to study, I can hear that voice loud and clear.
当一年之后，在一年当中，上帝用微声在我心中对我说。
But after I graduated, God spoke to me with a quiet voice.
让我安静，最后顺服。
And so I can submit and surrender myself.
所以当许牧师问我的时候。我没有征得依兰的同意，因为当时他在中国宣教。
So when Pastor Xu asked me again, I didn't get an agreement from 依兰 because she was in doing the mission trip in China.
我就答应了许牧师说好。
So I said yes to Pastor Xu, say okay, I agree.
然后我再打电话跟依兰说，
and then
她也说好。
And I call 依兰 and she said yes too.
就这样子。2016年被安立为牧师。
So that is how I become a pastor in 2016.
是2008年，就职为代职侍奉的传道，然后2016年在安立。
Actually, I started serving in 2008 as an acting minister there.
上帝的恩典让我学习保罗代职侍奉。
God give me the grace to serve him like Paul, like a tent maker.
就简单也变得很长的一个自我介绍。
It is a short and long story of myself, an introduction.
好，今天我的讲道题目是拨开云雾看十一奉献。
So today's topic is a clear the cloud over tithing.
Santa Barbara 的天空很晴朗。
So
it, 没有什么乌云,
Santa Barbara is a, always have a clear sky. There's no cloud overcast.
这边也比我们那边凉快多了。
And much cooler compared to where I live.
当我在想十一奉献这个题目的时候，如果你去网上去查一查，你会发觉真是很多的云雾。
When it comes to tithing, if you look up in the internet resources, you will see there's so many different opinions about it.
有不同的阵营，一方面说一定要教导门徒信徒要遵循十奉献。
So there are many schools of thoughts. One says that you need to teach them to do tithing.
另外一个阵营说你们绝对不能这样子教。
And the other camp may say, no, you shall not teach people this way.
那究竟圣经怎么说呢？
But what does Bible teach us?
如果你各位有兴趣的话，你可以去福音联盟上面就有至少两篇的文章。
So if you go to the website the Gospel Coalition, then you will find at least two articles.
两篇文章都是神学院的教授写的。
Both of were written by seminary professors.
一篇文章说有七个理由基督徒不需要十日奉献。
So one article says that there are seven reasons Christians are not required to tithe.
另外一篇文章说圣经命令基督徒要十日奉献。
The other article, however, says the Bible commands Christians to tithe.
那究竟我们要十日奉献呢，还是不十日奉献呢？
So what shall we do, tithe or not tithe?
让我们来看看圣经怎么说。
So let's see what does Bible tell us.
十奉献的来源大家都应该很清楚。
So we know the origin of tithing.
是亚伯拉罕去把他的侄子罗德救回来之后。
So after Abraham rescued his nephew Lot,
他也是把那个北方的四个王帝的一些掳掠回来的财产抢回来了。
So he also took the possession of those northern four kings.
当他从北边往下面回到现在的石海的地方，有一个祭司出来。
So when he returned from the northern countries back to the Dead Sea area, there's a priest came out.
他是祭司，也是王，是撒朗王，就是耶路撒冷那个地方的一个王。
He's both a king and a priest, a king of Salem.
这位祭司为亚伯拉罕祝福，亚伯拉罕就把十一奉献给了这个麦基洗德。
So this priest, Melchizedek, blessed Abram. So Abram gave one-tenth of his possessions to him. This is the first time the Bible talked about the tithing.
第二次出现是雅各。
The second time was the story about Jacob.
雅各逃走离开要杀他的哥哥以扫，在伯特利梦见上帝。
So Jacob dreamt about God, and after he he escaped from the persecution of his brother Isaac.
他许了个愿，
哎，以扫，
跟上帝说，如果你这样祝福我，我就把十分之一献给你。
So he promised God that if you protect me or bless me in this way, I will give one tenth to you.
好，十奉献是在摩西律法之前，我们就看到了。
So this tithing actually came before the Moses law.
好，我们下面来看今天的我们读的经文，是在申命记当中来摩西教导当时的百姓为什么要奉献。
So now we look at the Bible verses that we just read today. It tells us, Moses taught the people why do we need to do tithing.
在这段经文当中，我们看到摩西列举十奉献的理由、十奉献的目的、十奉献的实践。
So in this passage, we can see that Moses taught us the reason, purpose, and practice of this tithing.
好，如果我们可以的话，我们同声把这段经文一起来再读一遍，好吗
？So if it's possible, let's read it together.
读的时候，你试去想一想，在这段经文当中，为什么要有十日奉献呢？十日奉献有什么目的呢？十奉献怎么来进行呢
？So while we're reading it, please think about the reason, purpose, and practice of tithing.
我们就用中文来读讲英文的，请跟着就好了。
So we will be reading mainly just in Mandarin. If you're reading in English, please just follow along.
好，请预备。你要把你撒种所产的，就是你田地每年所出的十分取一份。又要把你的五谷、新酒和油的十分之一，并牛羊羊群中头生的，施在耶和华女神面前，就是你所选立为他名的居所。这样，你可以学习时常敬畏耶和华你的神。当耶和华女神赐福于你的时候，耶和华女神所选要。离你太远，那路也太长，使你不能把这物带到那里去。你就可以换成银子，将银子包起来，拿在手上，往耶和华你神所要拣选的地方去。你用这银子随心所欲，或买牛羊，或买清酒、浓酒，凡你心所想的，都可以买。你和你的家属在耶和华女神面前吃喝快乐。住在你城里的利未人，你不可丢弃他，因为他在你们中间无份无业。每逢三年的末一年，你要将本年的土产十分之一都取出来，直存在你的城中。在你城里无份无业的利未人和你城里寄居的，并孤儿寡妇都可以来，吃得饱足。这样，耶和华你的神必在你手里所办的一切事上赐福于你。好，从这段经文，我们来归纳一下。
So let's try to summarize from this passage.
十奉献是一个敬拜的行动。
So tithing is an action of worshiping.
经文上当时说你要选一个地方是耶和华所定的一个地方，当时还没有圣殿。
So at that time there's no temple, so God said you need to pick a place that is appointed by God.
十奉献是感恩。
So and also tithing is thanksgiving.
因为上帝赐福给我们，赐福给当时的人，让他牛羊生长，他的收成丰盛。
So tithing is a way to, because God bless us and those people who has abundant harvest.
十奉献是欢庆。
So tithing is also a celebration.
我们注意到在二十六章当中说，你要在耶和华面前吃喝快乐。
And so in the passage also says that you should enjoy all the things that God has given to you.
十奉献是来支持立位人的。
And the tithing is also to support the Levites.
我们知道利未人在分地的时候，他们没有分到地。
So you know when they divide up the lands, Levites they don't have, they didn't get their own land.
所以是靠其他十一个支派的人的奉献，让他们可以有生活，可以来专门侍奉上帝。
So they are relying on the other 11 tribes to help that, to give them financially so that they can dedicate their life to serve God in temple.
十奉献是帮助贫穷。
And tithing is to help the poor.
所以当时圣经讲得很清楚，有一些无业无份的一些孤儿寡妇要抽出来一些奉献，特别是为帮忙他们的。
So it says here clearly that for those fatherless widows, they don't have inheritance. You need to take the money to help them.
好，这是旧约的一个教导。
So here comes the teaching that we see in the Old Testament.
有人说旧约的律法已经过期了。
But some might argue that the Old Testament is no longer applicable in today's in New Testament in our New Testament time.
今天我们可以吃猪肉。
Today we can eat pork.
今天我们不在安息日，我们守主日，不守安息日。
And today we observe the Sunday, not the Sabbath.
所以旧约的律法我们不需要管了，所以我们不需要行十一奉献。
So we say that we don't need to observe the Old Testament laws anymore.
甚至有人说，新约圣经里头没有教导要十一奉献。
So some even argue that saying that in New Testament they didn't really in there it didn't teach us the tithing.
保罗说，奉献是要甘心乐意的。
So Paul tell us to do it willingly.
那反过来是不是我不甘心不乐意我就可以不用奉献呢？
Can we then say if you cannot do it willingly, then you should not do it anymore?
好，让我们来整体来看看在新约里头关于奉献或者十奉献的一些教导。
So let's just take a look at what does it say in the New Testament about tithing.
我们读圣经如果读得不够仔细的话，我们会觉得耶稣从来没有谈过十一奉献。
If we are not careful, we may think that Jesus has never talked about the tithing.
但是如果我们刚刚读的马太福音二十三章二十三节的当中
，But we just read the book of the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 23, verse 23.
我们仔细读的时候，你就会知道耶稣不但是认为十一奉献是要行的，而且是必须行的。
So we can see that Jesus is saying that tithing is not only things you should do, but you ought to do.
在这次经文当中，耶稣责备那些法利赛人只做表面的功夫。
So Jesus rebuked those Pharisees, saying they are doing something superficial.
他们把所收成的薄荷、茴香、芹菜献上十分之一，但却不去做一些行怜悯公义的事情。
So they tithe the mint, dill, and cumin, but they don't do the things matters of the law that is justice and mercy.
所以他说，这些重要的是你们当行的。
And he said, these are the more the weightier things that matters.
那个重要的是行公义、行怜悯，那个是很重要的。
So it says the justice and mercy are things that are important and weightier.
那也是不可不行的。
And those are things that you ought to do.
那是什么呢？
But what is that?
那就是十一奉献。
That is the tithing.
所以在这段经文当中，很明显的，耶稣说，你要行公义、行怜悯的事情，但是十一奉献你是必须要行的。
So Jesus is saying that justice and mercy are the important things you should do, but the tithing is also necessary.
第二是新约跟旧约一样，看一切我们所拥有的都是从上帝而来的。
So in New Testament, which is in line with the Old Testament, it says everything belongs to Him, that is God.
诗篇二十四章第一节说：“地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的，都属耶和华。”
So Psalm chapter 24 verse 1 says this.The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein.
所以上帝把这个世界当中来赐给我们，让我们去管理，做一个好的管家。
So God has given us this world, expecting us to be a good steward.
耶稣角色的比喻，那个才干的比喻，就给人不同的才干，来期待着我们好好的管理。然后把结果交给上帝。
So in the parable of this talents, Jesus taught us that we need to be a good steward.
所以我们拥有的钱财，原则上是上帝托管给我们的，不是属于我们的。
So strictly speaking, all the treasures, money included, are just entrust us for a while.
所以如果是托管最终的主人是上帝的话，那决定十奉献是我决定吗？
So since all these treasures belongs to God, so am I the one to decide should I tithe?
应该不是。
I don't think so.
主耶稣教导我们要把钱财存在天上。
So Jesus taught us to lay up our treasures in heaven.
因为在地上这个钱财会被虫子咬，会被贼来偷。
So there are moth that and the thieves that can break in and steal our money.
我们的财宝在哪里，我们的心就在哪里。
And he continued to say that,For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
我很喜欢在教会里头讲奉献。
I like to talk about tithe offering a lot in church.
或许是因为我不需要受教会的薪水，所以当我讲奉献的时候，没有产生一个误会，以为信徒以为牧师要加薪水了。
Since I'm not taking salary from the church, so I think when I talk about this, there's no misunderstanding. People won't think that I'm asking for a raise.
其实是个完全不重要。
That is actually irrelevant.
就算我收教会的薪水，我应该也勇敢地把上帝的真理告诉弟兄姐妹。
Even if I'm receiving a salary from the church, I also need to be courageously. Talking about this tithing too.
因为在钱财上，如果我们不决定、不认清楚钱财的主人是谁的时候
，if we do not make it clear who is the lord of our money,
我们的生命只一直在我自己的手里。
We will have the life in our hands always.
不在上帝的手里。
We are not giving our life to God.
耶稣基督的福音是让我们把我的生命从是我自己掌握的转成为上帝掌握的。
So the gospel is asking us to transfer that me-centered life to Christ-centered life.
一个最简单的试金石是我们愿不愿意把我好像是我的钱还给上帝。
So one of the important tests is to see whether we are willing to give the money, seemingly ours, back to God.
如果我们能够认清楚钱财是上帝的，我只是一个管理者，我很简单的、 很愉快的把钱奉献给上帝。
So if we realize that money belongs to God and I'm just a steward, then I will be happily offering this back to him.
这个是非常不容易的一个过程。
This is a difficult process.
我在收音机上面听到一位老牧师说一个故事，一个真的故事。
I heard a true story from an old pastor.
一位年轻人，他很苦恼，他去找他的老牧师。
A young person was troubled and went to see the old pastor.
他说：“牧师啊，我心里现在每次奉献，我的心都很难过。”
So this young person said to the pastor, saying, "Whenever I offer, my hearts are troubled. My heart is troubled."
因为老牧师说：“为什么啊？”
The old pastor said, "How come?"
他说：“我刚刚工作的时候，一个月只有1500块。”
So this young man said, "When I just started, my monthly salary is $1,500."
所以我奉献的时候，十一奉献，钱很少，我奉献得很开心。
So the money, the one tenth of that is little, so I can do it joyfully.
我现在升级了，我一个月15,000。
And now I'm making 10 times more, like $15,000 a month.
所以每次我奉献的时候，那个数字很大，我心很疼啊。
So it hurts me when I doing the offering because that amount seems to be quite big.
这个牧师看着这个年轻人。
So this old pastor look at this young man.
他说：“孩子，我们来祷告。
”And he said, "Let's pray."
他就搭着这个年轻人的肩膀跟上帝祷告说：“上帝啊，这位年轻人他现在奉献的时候很难过。”
So he prayed with this young man, saying to God, "This young man is troubled with his offering."
所以主啊，你要不然你让他甘心乐意的奉献，要不然就让他回去每个月就1500块。
So he said, "Maybe God, you just let him either offer joyfully." Or just let him go back to that $1,500 salary.
是的，究竟这个钱是属于谁的呢？
So what does the money to whom this money belong to?
新约也教导我们。
And in New Testament also teaches us.
好，十奉献的实践是让我们知道上帝是要求我们奉献的。
So the practice of the tithing, we know that God has requested us to do the tithing.
马来基书里面一段的经文让我们有时候对他的了解有点不大完全的清楚。
So in the book of Malachi, this passage may not be clear initially.
我们来一起来读这段经文好吧。
So let's read this verse, this passage together.
好，马来基书是责备当时的犹太人不实行十日奉献。
So the book of Malachi is rebuking people at the time not doing the tithing.
好，一起来读。
Together.
人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物。你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上。因你们通国的人都夺取我的供物，咒诅就临到你们身上。万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一传然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们的敞开天上的仓库幸福与你们，甚至无处可容。如果我们去了解这段经文是一个跟上帝交易的一件事情。如果你把十一奉献给我，我就给你很多的祝福。
So if we consider, if we think this passage is a negotiation between God and us, saying that if I do this and you do this for us.
如果我们这样了解，我们会不会更乐意奉献呢？
If we think in this term, do you think we will be even more joyfully giving to God?
你有没有看过一个电视节目，上面的主持人说，你们要奉献，你奉献之后会有很多的祝福要给你。这里有一个见证，这个人奉献多少钱，一个礼拜之后他又收到很多钱，有没有听过这样的电视节目？
Have you seen or heard this kind of TV program? Someone on the podium saying that if you give the money and then God will bless you abundantly, and there will be also witnesses about all this happening.
我们注意这段经文，那个字是怎么写的？
So let's carefully look at what does it say here.
他说：“以此试试我是否为你们。”
So it says to test me and see if I will do something.
所以这个是上帝答应你吗？
Does this say that God promise you this?
如果你给我，我就给你。
Is this a,
是这个理解吗？
Is this a trade between God, you and God?
为什么先知或者上帝要用一个问号来说明奉献的重要性呢？
Why does it use a question to reply such an important question? The prophet replied with a question.
没错，上帝绝对会祝福我们。
Surely God will bless us.
但是上帝不是很直接的说，如果你奉献，我就祝福你们。
But it is not clearly saying that if you do this, I will do that.
不是一个交易。
It is not a business negotiation or transaction.
如果是这样子，我们跟其他的宗教去庙里烧香，给这个钱给那个庙里头，为的是什么？为求祝福。
So then, what we are doing is the same as if we go to other religions' temple, and so that our offering is meant to trade for something else.
上帝在这里是来邀请我们进入他的丰富。
God here is to invite us into His abundance.
在上帝那里有很多的祝福。
In there, there's a great blessings.
上帝邀请我们去领受他的祝福。
He asks us to receive the blessing from Him.
但是上帝首先要我们的心。
But God first wants our hearts to devote our hearts to Him.
我曾经问一位牧师，他们的教会刚刚用了很多的钱买了一个很大的堂。
So I asked one pastor who they had just spent quite a lot of money to build a huge church building.
我就问他说，你会去跟某一些有能力的弟兄姐妹去请他们奉献吗？
I asked him, will you ask those people who are of financially sound people to make big donation?
这是很敏感的一个话题。
This is quite a touchy subject.
让我很惊讶的，他非常坚定的是说
，To my surprise, he said, he replied firmly.
他说我会。
He said, surely I will.
我是给机会这位弟兄姐妹，让他领受上帝的祝福。
Because I want this brother to have a chance to receive the blessing of God.
这是这位牧师的领会。
This is what how the pastor understanding of this passage.
我不敢说这个是绝对的真理。
I wouldn't say this is an absolute way of understanding this passage.
因为这样的做法有很多意想不到的结果的。
Because this practice would have some unexpected consequences.
所以在做的时候，就是要求圣灵来引导我们。要怎么去做？
So we need to ask the Holy Spirit to guide us to see what's the best way to carry out.
但从这段经文里头很明显的说，上帝来邀请我们，说你来试试看，试试看我会不会祝福你。
So here in this passage, God clearly told us to do such a thing so that you can put me to the test and see if I will open up the windows of heaven.
第二，我们要奉献的时候要存一个喜乐的心来奉献。
Secondly, we need to give with a joyful heart.
保罗说，个人要随本心所决定的，不要做难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的是神所喜爱的。
So, Paul says here, each one must give as he has made up his mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
刚刚我们提到那位年轻人奉献的时候心很难过。
So we just mentioned the story that young man who is troubled when he giving offering.
这位有智慧的牧师的祷告是很正确的。
So that wise pastor has a very good prayer.
因为上帝所喜悦的是我们愿意奉献的心。
Because what God desires is a cheerful heart.
也保罗也说，因为人若有愿做的心，必蒙悦纳，乃是叫他所有的，并不是叫他所无的。
Paul also says this, for if the readiness is there, it is acceptable according to what a person has, not according to what he does not have.
所以今天有些弟兄姐妹说，我没钱奉献。
So some brothers and sisters may say that I don't have money to give.
我跟我们教会的年轻人说，你们可能觉得你自己没钱奉献。
So I told those young people in our church, you may think that you don't have money to offer.
因为你们说我没赚钱。
Because I am not making any money.
但每个年轻人每个月或者一段时间家里会打钱过来，对不对？
But then people are getting the money from those young people getting money from the family.
这个钱就成为你自己可以控制的钱，对不对？
So that become the money that you have in possession and you have in control.
所以你是有钱的。
So you do have money.
所以不在乎你有多少钱。
So it is not how much you have.
而是你是有的。
As long as you have them.
所以你有，照这圣经所说的，上帝所要求的，不是照你没有的，是照你有的。
So according to the teaching here, it is saying that the offering is according to what a person has, not according to what he does not have.
所以问题不在你奉献多少，
so the,
而是你的心。
So the issue is not how much you give, but whether you have a joyful heart.
是你愿意完全的奉献的心是上帝所悦纳的。
The heart to desire offer everything is what pleasing to God.
耶稣坐在圣殿的门口观察奉献人的状态。
So Jesus sitting outside of the temple and observing people giving their offering.
他看到一个寡妇丢下几个铜钱。
He saw a widow put in a couple coins.
那比起其他有钱的人所奉献的那个很大很大的那个 shekel 或者其他的钱是不一样的，很少。
Compared to other people who gave abundant, then the widow's offering is really little and trivial.
所以耶稣就做了一个评论说，因为他们都是自己有余的，拿出来投在里头，但是寡妇是自己不足，把她一切养生的都投上了。
So Jesus made a comment saying that for they all contribute out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty and put in everything she had, all she had to live on.
所以重要不在金钱的多少，而是你愿意诚恳的心。
So the importance lies on not what you, how much you give, but your sincere heart, sincere heart.
再来是有计划的奉献。
Also, we want to have we try to give with a plan, with planning.
所以保罗在收集，从外邦教会要收集奉献来帮助耶路撒冷教会的时候，他有这样的一个教导。
So while Paul was trying to collect the offering from the Gentile churches in order to help the church in Jerusalem, he taught them this.
每逢七日的第一日，个人要照自己的镜像抽出来留着。
So on the first day of every week, each one of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with his income.
我不知道各位你的奉献的习惯是怎么样子。
So I don't know whether what is your habit of offering.
如果是结婚的，你是不是夫妻在家里就已经商量好？
So if you are married, have you two have already talked about and make this that decision at home?
来看看我们夫妻一共收入多少，我们奉献多少呢？
So you can discuss how much we are making and then how much we should offer.
还是你到了教会说现在奉献了，你才从口袋里面找就找一张钱币拿来放进去呢？
Or do you simply try to find some money during the worship during the offering?
我听过一个牧师说一个故事。
So I heard a story from another pastor.
一个人他临急临忙从钱包里头拿了，他以为是十块钱，结果拿了一百块钱。
So in a hurry, someone took the money out of the purse. He thought it's a $10 bill, but it turns out to be $100 bill.
所以他心里面很难过。
So he was very sad.
所以崇拜完了，他去找牧师。
So he after the worship, he went to see pastor.
他说牧师们，刚刚我搞错了。我应该奉献十块，结果我奉献了一百块。
So he said, Pastor, I made a mistake. I was going to offer $10, but there was $100 I put in.
我能不能去换回来啊？
Can I take the balance back?
那个牧师很幽默地说。
So the pastor replied with humor.
那个奉献收回去，已经收了。
So he said the offering has been collected.
我们没有这个规矩要换回来的。
We don't really have this mechanism for you to take the back.
但在上帝的记账只记了十块钱。
But in the God's book, God only wrote down $10.
今天我们的奉献是不是这样子的？临时临忙随便在钱包里头拿出来奉献呢？还是我有计划的奉献呢？
So is this the way, what is the way we do our offering? Do we have a plan? Is a planned process, or do we just do it in the moment of, based on the feeling of that moment?
所以如果你是固定收入的，很简单。
So if you have a fixed income, that is, then it's easy.
如果你不是固定收入的，如果你是做生意的，每个月赚的钱不一样，扣除那个开支你每个月不一样，是不是？
So if you are doing business, it may be you may have different number of the amount of income is different every month.
但至少你会有一个大概。
But usually you have some general idea.
所以你就做一个计划，我每个月每个礼拜可以奉献多少。
You still can make a plan to say whether every week or every month this is what I shall offer.
在年底也好，第二年的年初也好，你做一个记账。
So at the end of the year or the beginning of the year, you try to check the balance.
或者你报税的时候，来算算我今年赚了多少钱，我奉献了多少钱。
And when you do your tax, you can also look a review how much I make and how much I offer.
那你就可以知道你要不要再补一点奉献给上帝。
So then you can decide whether you need to make up a little more to God.
上帝是丰富的。
And God is abundant in His blessing.
所以我的建议是，你现在就奉献。
So my suggestion is that you make that offering just now.
我盼望今天在这里所讲的道，能够进入你的心里，你回去跟上帝祷告说，上帝啊。我要奉献多少呢？钱是你的。
So I hope that what I said today will be in your heart, and so when you go back, you can pray to God and ask God, how much should I offer?
回去算算你的收入。
So calculate the income you have.
这个是如果你有小孩子的，现在就教导他们奉献。
And lastly, if you have children, teach them to give.
让他从小就明白什么是奉献。
So they will learn the meaning of offering even when they are still kids.
上帝呼唤我们进入他丰盛的生命。
God has called us into his abundant life.
这个丰盛生命是全人的丰盛生命。
This is the abundance in your whole person.
正如我前面所说的,
As I said earlier,
上帝不是要你的钱, 上帝是要你。
God is not interested in your money. He is interested in you.
旧约时候大卫为上帝准备建造圣殿。
So David was preparing to build the temple for God.
当他收到很多的奉献，他自己也奉献很多的时候，他有一个感慨。
So he has thought when after he collect the money from others and also after he gave a lot.
他的名不断地把他们的钱送来之后，大卫就说：“今日有谁乐意将自己献给耶和华呢？”
So he said this: Who then will offer willingly? Consecrated himself today to the Lord.
他呼吁他的百姓奉献的时候，不是要他们奉献钱，是奉献他们自己。
So he desires his people to offer not just the money but themselves.
当他收到丰盛的丰富之后，他说了这句话。
So after he collect all that offering, he said this.
他说：“我算什么呢？我的名算什么呢？谁能如此乐意奉献？” 因为万物都是从你而来的，我们把从你而来的献给你。
So he just said this, but whom am I, and what is my people that we should be able thus to offer willingly? For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you.
今天盼我们在奉献的时候，先把我们自己奉献给上帝，然后你再把钱奉献给上帝。
So, today when we talk about offering, let's offer ourselves first before we offer the money.
没有金钱与健康的问题能够更有效地操练我们信徒的属灵成长。
So no other matters can train our spiritual life better than money and health issues.
唯有在你金钱的事情上面，你跟自己来，我跟上帝。 是给我自己，也给上帝当中，你经过一个角力。
So, unless you wrestle through with God through this issue in offering,
你的生命就会成长。
If you went through that, you will see the life grow in spiritually.
当我们的健康遇到很重大的疾病的时候，这也是我们生命成长的一个机会。
So when we have the health issues, it is also opportunity for us to grow spiritually.
同样的一个状态是，我把我的生命、把我的钱财，是我来做主呢，还是交给上帝做主？
The underlying question is the same: whether I'm the Lord of the money and health, or would I give them to God? Let Him be the Lord of money and health.
所以我自己的对弟兄姐妹的教导是，实行十奉献作为学习更爱上帝的起点。So
my teaching to brothers and sisters is that using the tithing as a starting point to learn to love God more and more.
这是一个建议。This
is an a suggestion.
保罗有另外一节的经文非常好，我觉得他说。 然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。
Paul also said something wonderfully here, saying, "Only let us hold true to what we have attained."
作为传道人，我不能强迫 弟兄姐妹一定要实行十日奉献。
As a pastor, I cannot force you to do to tithe.
因为上帝也从来没有强迫我们做什么事情。
Because God does not force us to do that.
要我们甘心乐意的。
But asks us to do things willingly.
所以在奉献上面，你可以来作为衡量，究竟我今天我属灵生命是到了什么地步呢？
So you can use this as a gauge to ask yourself, where am I in my spiritual journey?
你就按着你现在的地步，一步一步的往上。
So let's just ascend from where we are to take a step at a time.
最后要用戈培里牧师他自己的见证来作为今天的结束。
So I'm going to use Billy Graham's testimony as our conclusion today.
在谈到十奉献的这个问题上面，他有这样的一段话说。
So when it comes to tithing, he said something like this.
我们发现在我们家，正如很多人一样。当我们奉献十分之一，上帝的祝福那十分九，使它比没有经过祝福的十分之十更好用。
So we have found in our own home, as have thousands of others, that God's blessing upon the 9/10th when we tithe, help it to go farther than 10/10th without His blessing.
戈培里继续地说
，And he continued to say，
要看十日奉献为特权而非重担。
We need to see tithing as a privilege, not as a burden。
更深一层的问题是，我们的生命当中什么是占优先呢
？The deeper question for us is what has priority in our life。
你要肯定基督在你生命当中的位置在哪里，
need...
然后你就求他引导你。
We need to first make sure where God is in our heart and then ask Him to guide you.
当你奉献的时候，就是表示出你爱有多深，你爱上帝有多少，你就奉献多少。
So the offering is an expression of how much we love God.
让我们来回应上帝的爱。
So let us respond with love.To God's love.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，你爱我们那么的深。
Dear Heavenly Father, you love us so deep.
你把你自己的生命舍在十字架的上面，为我们舍了。
And Lord, you have given us your life on the cross.
好叫我们有一个新的生命。
So that we may have this new life.
有永恒的盼望。
With the eternal hope.
你也赐给我们在地上那么多的福气。
And you also have blessed us with a lot of things on this earth.
求主恩待我们的心。
May Lord you be kind to us.
让我愿意全然的把自己献给你。
So that we can offer ourselves to you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
So we pray this in Jesus' name.